our position has changed because the legal landscape has changed. We have supported in years past as policy the idea of protocols overseen by academic medical centers guiding the use of marijuana for medical purposes. But last year we opposed this because it looked like the federal government might prosecute state employees who would implement such a policy. This year it's a little bit less clear, so we're supporting the bill with the amendment that the governor could suspend implementation if it looks like there's potential prosecution of state employees coming. You see, so it's a different maybe strategy, but the underlying policy approach is pretty similar.
Is there any indication that state employees might be prosecuted, or you don't know? Is that?
Well, so last year, the U.S. attorney in Delaware wrote a letter to the governor of Delaware. He suspended the implementation of their program. And since then, there has not been that kind of no more letters like that have been written, I'll just say that. And the Justice Department has been saying that it may be reevaluating its approach to marijuana. So rather than say, you know, we're sure what's going to happen at the federal level, there's no way we think this bill should pass, we prefer to, you know, we're open to having it pass, but having some flexibility based on the way the surrounding legal environment evolves.
In layman's terms, the academic medical centers would be places like Johns Hopkins, University of Maryland. Is that?
Could be community hospitals that have academic affiliations, too. And here's the key point. They would need to be in an oversight role. It's not that you'd have to go there necessarily, but for example, I think actually right this moment there is a doctor from one hospital system saying that he would like to set up a protocol for hospice patients. So, you know, protocols could be set up with partnerships between different facilities around the state and academic centers.
Now, I couldn't just grow marijuana in my backyard, open up a shingle, and say I could hand this out to patients under this bill, right?
Well, the commission, there'd be a marijuana commission set up, and it would give out licenses to grow.
Gotcha.
So you'd have to get a license.
So the medical centers would oversee the growers. It wouldn't necessarily be grown by the medical system.
Actually, no. The medical centers would not be responsible for overseeing the growing.
Gotcha.
They would just have to be getting it from a licensed grower.
Do you have any other concerns about this bill? I know you've had in the past.
We've supported, and I've supported through the task force and last year, this concept of a yellow light approach for medical marijuana, not, you know, where you could, you know, it's all over the place and all different people can get it from different doctors, but also not that it's nowhere. You know, this is a kind of a yellow light approach, middle of the road, which says let's take a step that depends on a protocol, there's consent and oversight by people who can collect data.
Okay, thank you very much.